Fixing ineffective education with computer programming. We live in the age of ineffective education that is holding humanity back. We have not yet progressed beyond threats of nuclear war, so now is not the time to pause our development. We all assume that politicians know what they are doing, but they are just moving along paths of least effort. Like politicians, teachers get away with pretending to teach art, music, and even math. Real entry into these subjects actually just requires a wall projector, a simple-to-learn digital audio workstation program, and programming screensavers or just programming challenges. Disconnecting subjects from meaningful aims allows teachers and principals to make up grades and push students through. So just learning theory of how to compose music or create art or memorizing formula in math class is a form of fraud. The motives are just getting paid and putting food on the table in a fake it until you make it mindset. Take as much as you can, do as little as possible, and pacify the cranky students that ask too many questions with good grades and possibly labeling them as gifted. Fixing schools is actually the only way to repair politics and make the world a better and safer place. And the first thing we must do is to remove teachers' ability to manipulate grades. Eventually, we must aim to remove grades altogether. But right now, we just need a wise and simple solution to reboot schools. A wise solution will eventually undo the reliance on grades. Programming languages are not just about creating programs, but also interfacing with anything and everything. Programming serves as a microscope and a perfect little toolbox. And before I make my point, understand that first graders can already code with the aid of simple artificial intelligence. The on-ramp into the simple world of programming is as simple as telling the AI what the assignment wants. A beginner student can pick up on programming by just looking at what the AI has returned. But as assignments get more complex, it will be just easier for everyone to know how programming works. Ultimately, it will make sense to learn programming because of all the gateways it opens and because of the promise of exiting from poverty by launching small startups. The new and tamper-proof grading system that I propose is a simple question. Does the program pass the tests that are part of the assignment? The teacher here can't push students through by doctoring their grades. The programs must pass the computerized test. To advance to the next class, the students must successfully interface with a painting robot, programmatic music synthesizer, or some part of a 3D game, to use art, music, and math as examples. By switching from grading to whether or not the program passes unit tests, the teachers will be forced to teach, or go back to school and learn how to do it for real. The assignments and tests can rely on an open community similar to the collaborative world encyclopedia. This is a small step, but when a student becomes enabled by real education, be it programmatic music composition or game development, they will become able to spot fake classes that present them with ineffective education that does not grant them new abilities like programming did, but simply keeps them busy for long enough for everyone to get paid, and for the students not to notice what is going on until after the graduation. Several years of enabling education that programming unquestionably is also helps students to think about building their own programs and businesses and actually exit poverty. Instead of pushing students into stressful debt with ineffective education, this idea gives them a way out of poverty and grants them powerful tools that they will use throughout their entire existence.